For little friends, you ought to search the scriptures. Alma 33:2. Buried Treasure by Sheila Kindred. Based on a true story. Nika, it can't be put off any longer. We must clean under your bed. There's so much stuff under there that I wouldn't be surprised to find buried treasure. Treasure? There's treasure under my bed, and I know just where it is. Nika burrowed under her bed and started pushing things out behind her, like a mole in a hole. After a few minutes, she crawled out wearing beads and sunglasses. Guess who I am? A rich lady who found her treasures. Nope, I'm Sariah, Lehi's wife. Remember, she was rich before they left Jerusalem? But then she left her rich things behind and went into the wilderness. Then Nika dropped the necklace and sunglasses into the dress-up box before going back under her bed. A moment later, she came out with a glittering crown. Aha! The queen has found the family's lost treasure. I'm not a queen. I'm King Benjamin standing high on his tower telling his people to love one another. Being a king didn't make him better than others. Nika set the crown in the box and wiggled back under her bed. She came out and wrapped a white blanket around her. Are you an angel? I'm the angel who shook the earth and told Alma the Younger to stop doing bad things. But where's the treasure? I think I saw it, back in the corner. Nika disappeared under her bed again. I found it. Please help me out. Mother gently pulled Nika's feet. Nika held up her copy of Book of Mormon Stories. Here's the treasure. It fell behind the bed after we read last night. That really is a treasure.
Lehi and Nephi Obey God by Val Chadwick Bagley. Instructions. The figures can be mounted on heavy paper, cut out, and then made into stick puppets, flannel board figures, or a shadow box. Add tabs to the bottom of each figure, as illustrated. Use them to tell the story of Lehi obeying God. See 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, verses 18 through 20, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. You can also use some of the figures to tell how Nephi obeyed God by obtaining the brass plates. See 1 Nephi chapter 3, chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, 20, 24, and 26. Note, if you do not wish to remove pages from the magazine, this activity may be copied or printed from the internet at www.friend.lds.org. Note, if you do not wish to remove pages from the magazine, this activity may be copied or printed from the internet at www.friend.lds.org.
End of For Little Friends.